Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, we got through another week. Got some news for you that the Heartland International Film Festival has announced its lineup. And, of course, it is running October 6th through the 16th. You can go to heartlandfilmfestival.org for all the information and the lineups on there. They're going to be very, very solid. We will grab a pencil in a little bit, but I want to raise a glass to two heavy hitters from the genre of world cinema. Because it's not just the American films that make an impact. Never forget that. That's why it's now in the Academy Awards, it's international film. So anyway, want to raise a glass to Jean-Luc Godard. Of course, one of the founders of the French New Wave scene in the 1950s and 60s. And looking back at his work, first off, I haven't seen enough of it. I got to work on that. I think I was more of a Truffaut guy. But, the first film that comes to mind is his 1960 film Breathless, which helped change filmmaking when it came to camera work and continuity and sound and, narrative and all of that. I mean, he helped change the landscape of cinema, also with Gene Seberg, which is always a good idea. But if you look at films like that, Contempt, Alphaville, Une Femme Marie, pardon my French, Weekend, which I just bought from Criterion. So I think, I'm not sure if I'm going to have time this weekend to check it out then, but hopefully soon. He did the 1968 documentary, The Rolling Stones Sympathy for the Devil, which is unlike any other music documentary you've seen before. But he had over 130 credits. And I think certain folks like me, are stuck in the Breathless Alphaville in the 60s and era and hasn't seen a whole lot of his work since then. I know I've seen more of Truffaut's work than Godard's, and he was constantly working, whether it was short films or full length or short documentaries, even music videos, did stuff for television. Just his output is really impressive and has not been seen by enough film nerds here in the States. So I hope when you grab a pencil portion in the next couple of weeks, put some Godard in and let me know what you think, because I'm going to try to do the same as well. I saw Breathless, when I was working on Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, I revisited Breathless. Because of my buddy Afton, and I had also just watched or heard a podcast, you must remember this, about Gene Seberg. So I've seen that. It's been a long time since I've seen Alphaville and Contempt, so I need to work on that. So let's all work on our Godard for the next few weeks, shall we? Thank you. And also want to pay tribute to actress Irene Pappas, who passed away. She was 91. Quite an impact in the 1960s. A Greek actress who was also, for about the 60s and 70s, was one of the international stars that we would see in those big-budget movies, most notably The Guns of Navarone from 1961. That same year, she appeared as Antigone. A year later, appeared as Electra. 2 years after that, 1964, played the widow in Zorba the Greek. So already... stardom in the 1960s. Films like The Steps, Beyond the Mountain. She appeared in Z, which is another film I need to revisit. Anne of a Thousand Days. She played Helen of Troy in Katharine Hepburn's film version of The Trojan Women. Hi, Tony. The Message, Blood Wedding, Bloodline, Lion of the Desert. Oh, boy. And The Message, which I've still never seen The Message, and I've still never seen Lion in the Desert. I've heard crazy things about them, so I need to work on that. But again, another one of these actresses that was constantly working in Greece up until 2004 with Ecuba. So, yeah, raise a glass to Irene Pappas. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. I've got caught up in rehearsals this week. I'm working on Lysistrata, speaking of Greek theater. That is coming up in October. We will have Stage Sociology very soon. We'll have some of the Indie Bard Fest folk here to discuss that. I received from Kino Lorber Classics a slew of films, so now I'm going to be doing catch up for the next few weeks, and especially some films that I've either never seen or probably saw like bits and pieces of it in the early incarnations of cable. And one in particular, 1978's Good Guys Wear Black. Yeah. Considered Chuck Norris's breakthrough, if you didn't see Breaker Breaker. Imagine a missing in action with less violence. Because Norris is a soldier who is sent out and is trying to do a rescue mission of POWs. And it's more the bureaucratic black tape, or red tape, I should say, bureaucratic entanglements that Chuck Norris's character has to go through. More of that than the kind of Rambo 80s canon films that we probably know him for. And I always remembered that in the early Chuck Norris films, it helped that he was surrounded by legit actors like the visually stunning Ann Archer, James Franciscus, Dana Andrews, Lloyd Haynes, for you fans of Room 222, weird Jim Backus moment as an apartment doorman. I didn't see that coming. But the action, when it's there, is pretty decent. But I think if you're a beer and pizza action guy, you probably want more compared to Chuck Norris's later films. This is directed by Ted Post, who did Magnum Force and one of the Planet of the Apes movies. So there's three of these Chuck Norris films from the late 70s, early 80s that I'll be hopefully talking about very soon on the show. But that's from Kino Lorber, Good Guys Wear Black. All right, let's go around the horn and see what's going playing around town, and then we'll grab a pencil and find out what you've been watching. Over at the Tibbs Drive-In, on screen one, The Woman King and The Invitation. On screen two, Pearl and Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Screen three, Barbarian and Nope. And on screen four, here you go, The Woman King and DC League of Super Pets. There's a pairing. So that is over at the Tibbs Drive-In. This weekend over at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville, E.T. and the Last Starfighter. For you old school folks there. Pandemonium Weekend, don't forget, is next weekend at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville. Over at IU Cinema, Friday, 7 o'clock, Dos Estaciones from 2022. Just announced Friday night, 9 o'clock, the 1979 PG Disney film, The Black Hole. Saturday the 17th, Dos Escaniones is playing again at 4 o'clock. Saturday the 17th at 7 p.m., Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet is happening at 7 o'clock. There will be a Q&A with special guests. They're not telling you who. And then Tuesday, September 20th, Mermaids, Wolf Warriors, and Matt Damon, Resistance and ILM's International Standards of Effects Realism in the Global Marketplace. This is Tuesday, September 20th. At 4 p.m., special effects scholar Dr. Julie Turnock turns back the curtain on contemporary visual film effects. Tuesday, September 20th at 7 p.m., The Mermaid from 2016, as it's listed, half-human, half-fish, 100% assassin. Wednesday, the 21st at 1 p.m., a virtual program, Creative Collaborations Information Session. Thursday the 22nd, Dreaming Rivers and Black Mother at 7 p.m. Friday, September 23rd at 7 p.m., Memoria. And then Saturday, September 24th at 4 p.m., Memoria. Saturday, September 24th at 7 p.m., A Biography of Lilith and the House of Science, A Museum of False Facts. All of that is happening over at IU Cinema at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin on Friday and Saturday, 2 and 7:30 p.m. from 1967, Cool Hand Luke. On Wednesday, the 21st at 7:30 p.m., High Fidelity. On Saturday, September 24th at 10 a.m., this is a free event, the documentary Love Gilda. And then September 23rd and 24th, 2 and 7:30 p.m., Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Over at Can-Can, you have a free outdoor screening of The Iron Giant, Pearl. Your last chance to see Vertigo is September 22nd. God's Country is open this weekend. Last chance today, tomorrow, 3,000 Years of Longing. Idlewild is coming, as well as a double feature of X and Pearl. The Dark Crystal, Krzyzlowski's Blue from the Three Colors trilogy, and White and Red. High Heels on September 19th, Judas and the Black Messiah on the 20th. On September 22nd, Phantom of the Opera, 1925. Their outdoor series, Best in Show. Moonage Daydream on the 25th. So anyway, all of that is happening over at Can Can Arts in Indy. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. All right, friends, grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching this week. We start on Facebook with Lindsay, who writes, "The new Pinocchio starring Tom Hanks, which I didn't realize until the end, and that pleased me because he kind of gets on my nerves. It was good. The family felt there were too many terrible things happening to Pinocchio and Geppetto." Okay, the fact that Tom Hanks bugs you is, well, that's a you problem, I guess. But it is acting, and I'm glad you didn't know it was him until the end. Yeah, Pinocchio story. There's many different adaptations of the story of Pinocchio. So there's that. So there you go, Lindsay. Rick writes Breaking, not Breakin', Breaking with the G. Rachel writes Solomon Kane, Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School, Dr. Goldfoot in the Bikini Machine, wow, Cast the Lawn Shadow, Tarzan the Fearless, and Mrs. Smith Goes to Paris. Spencer says, writes, I just saw Bullet Train, absolutely loved it, Brad Pitt pulling it off in a way few could have. It's like a Tarantino script that the studio gave to Peter Bogdanovich and said, make it like it's What's Up, Doc 2. Interesting take there, Spencer. Beverly writes, nope, on the big screen. Lou Harry writes, remember this, Crop and Steel, When My Sleeping Dragon Woke, Thor, Love and Thunder, Sam Now, and Moonfall. Eric writes, Trainwreck, Woodstock 99, and Red Dawn. Nikki writes, Get Out. By the way, Eric and Nikki are in my production, or not my production, but in the production of Lysistrata, of which I am an actor in, so always good to hear from them. Jamie writes Pinocchio, Enchanted, Toy Story of Terror, and Elvira. Samantha, Sam's also in the show, Significant Other watched Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile. But you didn't watch anything? No, I'm just busting your chops. Amanda went to the library and rented Hair, The Guys, screened Cobra Kai. They just took a picture of the screen. And the 6-film collection from Stephen King, Apt Pupil, Bag of Bones, Christine, Secret Window, Sleepwalkers, and Stand By Me. Amanda also watched Queen Bees. Hello there, Donald Martin. Kevin writes, It Came from Outer Space on Svengoolie. Taylor writes, After the Thin Man, The Spy Who Dumped Me, Red, Men in Black 3, and Despicable Me 2. Jessica, also in Lysistrata, Devour, the Halloween Town series, and then just wrote movies from Disney that I'm embarrassed I watch. Don't be embarrassed, Jessica. It's all right. Might have to talk to Stacey Studeville about that one. I don't know if that fits her movie wheelhouse, but not a problem, Jessica, my stage wife. Taylor writes X, Men, Jurassic Park, and Barbarian. And Taylor wanted me to emphasize it's X and Men, 2 separate films, not X-Men. There you go. David writes Bullet Train, Elvis, Kiss Story, about the band Kiss documentary, Vertigo, and The Graduate, the latter two for my film lit class. Hope the students like both of those, David. Cassie writes Thor, Love and Thunder. Dustin writes MASH, an adaptation. Pat writes See How They Run. I enjoyed it. Not the best movie I've seen this year, but fun. I always like a good mirror mystery. Mirror mystery or murder mystery? It's also short, like little over 90 minutes, so it doesn't drag on. Okay. Robert Muggy writes Baccio 70, The Criminal Life of Archibaldo de la Cruz, Cousin Angelica, Anna and the Wolves, Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen, A Journey, a Song, and I Am Your Man. Thank you, Robert. Andrew writes Thor, Love and Thunder, and Jojo Rabbit. Nancy writes Thor, Love and Thunder. I'll watch anything that Taika Waititi is involved in. I get that. And Elvis, Butler was great. Tom Hanks was miscast. Michelle writes Men in Black 1 and 2, Spectral, Uncharted, The Spy Next Door, Clash of the Titans, and that's a more. Not that's a more. There, it's a more. Kurt writes the most recent Little Women. I know you showed that to the gangs over at the Bell. That's cool, Kurt. Terry writes Gentleman Jim, Champion, Truck Turner, Friday Foster, and Late August, Early September. Austin from Medium Cool Podcast, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2, Little Children, Fight Club, and Almost Famous. Lots of rewatching recently. Nothing wrong with that, Austin. Nothing wrong with that at all. Gretchen writes Both Sides of the Blade, terrible, 1982, and House of Gucci. Tim writes Eyes Wide Shut and deemed it P-F-F-F-F-T. Eric writes, First Views, I, Ventolini from 1950s. I'm so glad you got to see that. That's, I think, an underappreciated Fellini film. And that's a one you can watch on a double bill with Barry Levinson's Diner. And season one of The Wondrous Ted Lasso. Glad you got to check that out. Eric's rewatches this week, To Have and Have Not, and To Hell and Back, which I hadn't seen since 1964. Kristen writes Jurassic World Dominion, and The Black Phone. Sarah writes A Knight's Tale. Cassandra writes Legally Blonde 1 and 2 and Buzz Lightyear. Melissa writes Belfast and Not Since You. Daniel writes The French Lieutenant's Woman, Sweet Francois, The Cheap Detective, The Last Metro, and The Duke. Meredith writes Reparation, so good. And finally, Gary writes Audition, Ichi the Killer, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, The Decline of Western Civilization 2, The Metal Years, Mirror Mirror 4, Reflections, The Good Boss, and Never Let Me Go. And there you go, friends. That's what you've been watching this week, this suite. And hopefully you've been able to watch some good movies that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. And thanks for listening. We're going to end this week's film sociology with a little audio tribute to Irene Pappas. This is a 1979 recording that she did with Vangelis. They did an album together called Odes, and this is the tune 40 Braves. And we'll hopefully tune in next week. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!